Once again, I greet all of you in Jesus' wonderful name. Well, this is the last of my meetings here in this visit. I was with you during the last weekend, and here again, by God's guidance and direction, I'm here. As usual, I like to sing a chorus before I preach. I don't have much time. But all of you say after me, it's coming down, down, down. It's coming down, it's coming down. And the glory of the Lord is coming down. When the saints begin to pray, then the Lord will have his way. And the glory of the Lord is coming down. It's coming down, down, down. It's coming down, it's coming down. And the glory of the Lord is coming down. When the saints begin to pray, then the Lord will have his way. And the glory of the Lord is coming down. You can clap your hands and sing now. It's coming down, down, down. It's coming down, it's coming down. And the glory of the Lord is coming down. When the saints begin to pray, then the Lord will have his way. And the glory of the Lord is coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down, it's coming down, and the glory of the Lord is coming down. When the saints begin to pray, then the Lord will have his way, and the glory of the Lord is coming down. Praise God. We turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 2. Praise God. All the ways of man are right in his own eyes. But God weighs the heart of man. Praise God. When we are living upon the earth, we do so many things. And we think we are right. We think whatever we do is right. But the Bible says, God weighs the heart of man. God can weigh anything, isn't it? In the book of Job, chapter 28, verse 25, he says, he weighs the winds and the waters. He weighs the winds. You can't weigh the winds, can you? But God can. He weighs the waters, all the waters in this world. Can you weigh it? But God can. Hallelujah. In 1 Samuel 2, 3, it's written, he weighs, praise God, the works of man. Every deed is weighed by God. He weighs the actions of man. So here the word says, all the ways of a man are right in his own eyes. But God weighs the heart of man. In the human body, there are different organs. Every organ in the body is very important. But think of the human heart. It's very vital for the existence of man, isn't it? It controls the blood circulation of the whole body. If anything goes wrong with the heart, everything goes wrong. I remember about 32 years ago, I lost my mother. She was only 48 plus. She was a heart patient. So we hear about heart arrest, cardiac arrest. We hear about heart transplanting. We hear about so many words related to the word heart. So the word of God says, God weighs the heart of man. So if anything goes wrong with the human heart, for it affects our existence upon the earth, how much more if the heart goes wrong in relationship with God? Praise the Lord. In Matthew 5:8, you read, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Also in Luke 6:21, you read, where your treasure is, there your heart be also. There are so many scriptures in the Bible relating to the heart. In Matthew 12:34, you read, out of the heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Also in Matthew 15:19, it's written, out of the heart proceedeth evil thoughts. Everything comes out of the heart. In Jeremiah 17:9-10, you read, the heart is deceitful above everything. Praise the Lord. I can show you so many scriptures in this manner in connection with human heart. But the Bible says here, all the ways of man are right in his own eyes. But in the eyes of God, he doesn't judge by appearances. He weighs. He who weighs the winds and everything in the world weighs the heart of man also. In Daniel chapter 5, you read about the king called Belshazzar. He was so proud and he was so arrogant. Once he invited 1,000 lords for a feast, into which he had not invited Daniel, the man of God. And they were drinking in the vessels brought from the temple of the Lord from Jerusalem, defiling the sacred vessels of the Lord. And they were exalting the god of wood and silver and gold and everything like that. At the time, a hand came down. It wrote against him on the wall, Mene, Mene, Tekel, you first seen. Your kingdom is numbered. Tekel means you are weighed. You are weighed in a balance and you have been found lacking. Praise God. He who went into Babylon with a balance in his hand is here this morning. Hallelujah. All the ways of man are right in his own eyes. But God weighs the heart of man. Our heart is in the balance of God. He who weighed the heart of Belshazzar and told him, I weighed you in a balance and I have found you lacking. Place your heart in the balance of God this morning. He will tell you where we are lacking. Praise God. When you study the Bible, you read about different types of hearts. Can we look at book of Hosea, chapter 10, verse 2? Read it quickly. Book of Hosea, chapter 10, verse 2.
Their heart is deceitful, and now they must bear their guilt. The Lord will demolish their altars and destroy their sacred stones.
Praise God. So it's written here. What is read it? Read it again in Malayalam. God is speaking about his people and he says, their hearts are divided. When the Lord is weighing the heart of man, he sees a heart here that is divided between God and false gods, between real worship and false worship. Divided heart. We are worshippers of the Lord, and when our heart is weighed in the balance of God today, do we have a divided heart this morning? Praise God. This is a time of self-examination. Our heart is in the balance of God. All the ways of man are right in his own eyes, but God weighs the heart of man. He weighed one heart and he found it's a divided heart. Do you have a divided heart? On the one side, you love God. You want to do so many things in the name of God. Then half of it is for some other purpose. You have your eyes upon God and the world at the same time. Worship and sin do not go together. Praise God. Worship and sin do not go together. The woman of Samaria, remember near Jacob's well, she was boasting of her worship. She said, our fathers worshipped in this mountain here when her sin were like a big mountain. She said, our fathers worshipped in this mountain. Then Jesus told her, neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem. True worshippers worship God in spirit and in truth. Praise God. Do we have a divided heart? On the one side, she had a zeal for God according to her knowledge. But Jesus told her, you had five husbands, and the one with whom you live now is not your husband. That means she was not right with God. There may be an area in some area of our life which is not given to God. God weighs the heart of man. He who went down into Babylon is here today. Our heart is in the balance of God. He weighs the heart of everybody. He saw a heart that is divided. Brother, my sister, praise God. Young man, do you have a divided heart? Do you love the Lord with all your heart? On the one side, you have a zeal for worship and prayer. On the other side, what man doesn't see, what the church doesn't see, what the pastor doesn't see, my God sees. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is moving here. Actually, I wanted to give a comforting message this morning. But when I heard the Bible study, the Lord led me to this place. Praise God. God weighs the heart of man. He saw a divided heart. Is your heart divided between the world and God? I want to show you another heart. We turn to the book of Isaiah. Chapter 44, verse 20. Read it quickly. Isaiah 44, verse 20. Read it in Malayalam too. Praise God. So the second type of heart the Bible talks about is a deceived heart. A heart of delusion. That's how it is translated there. Deluded heart. He has the illusory thought that he is converted. At the same time, there is no conversion. A deceived heart. We saw a divided heart. Now here we see a deceived heart. When there is no conversion, we think we are converted. Even converted people need a conversion. Isn't it true? Converted people need a deep. Every day we have to be converted. When there is no conversion, if we think we are really converted, when there are things that are not pleasing to God in our life, we think everything is okay. We have a deceived heart. Praise God. We saw a divided heart. We saw a deceived heart. I don't know whether there's anybody with a deceived heart here, but we have to seek our heart and see. Search our heart and see whether there is some kind of delusion about our condition. We think we are okay. We think my heart is okay. my heart is all right. No, my brother. Our heart is in the balance of God. He who went down into the land of Babylon is here today. The word of God says, all the ways of man are right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the heart of man. We saw a divided heart. We saw a deceived heart. Praise God. I want to show you another heart. We turned to Ezekiel 11:19. Read it quickly. Ezekiel 11:19. Ezekiel 11:19. Praise God. Here is another heart. It's called stony heart. It's so hard and hardened. We saw a divided heart. We saw a deceived heart. Now here it is, a stony heart. So hard. Once I saw the Indian TV interviewing a terrorist from Kashmir. He had killed over 100 people. The journalist asked him, what was your feeling when you killed the first person? He said, it grieved me a lot to kill that person. I was very sad when I saw his blood. Then he told me, then the journalist asked him, now, what is your feeling? He said, I don't feel anything. I can kill anybody. After killing over 100 people, he got so hardened. He has a heart of stone. In the same way, sin hardens the heart of people. If there is no proper conversion, see, there is difference between sinning and living in sin. We may go wrong, but the next moment we go on our knees before the Lord, we correct our life, we are again in the right track. But living in sin is different. Praise God. As people live in sin, in drunkenness, immorality, wickedness, all those things mentioned in Galatians 5:19. Praise God. When that happens in the life of a person, his heart gets hardened. There won't be any prick of conscience at all when bad things are done. That heart is called a stony heart. This morning, God's Spirit is showing different types of hearts. After weighing the heart of man in the balance of God, He showed us a divided heart. He showed us a deceived heart. When there is no conversion, thinking that one is converted. Thirdly, a stony heart, without any prick of conscience, going on sinning, living in sin, never coming out of it, never desiring to come out of it. A hardened person, hard-hearted person. Praise God. The word of God says, God wants to change that condition. God says, I will give you another heart. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. A divided heart, a deceived heart, a stony heart. Let us search our lives this morning and see where our heart is, how our heart is this morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In Ezekiel 18:31, the word of God, Ezekiel 18:31, praise God. Hallelujah. He is going to remove that heart of stone and He'll give a heart of flesh. Praise God. It's a new heart. Wholly transformed. Wholly changed. Like the heart of Jesus. Praise the Lord. We get transformed into the image of the Lord. That's what we heard in the Bible study today. A heart of stone is taken away. A heart of flesh is given. It's a new heart. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When a stream is flowing from a mountain down to the valley, you can see large pieces of stone without any shape, covered with mud and dirt, slowly rolling down the stream as the stream is flowing down. Praise the Lord. In that stream, as it rolls down, what happens? The water washes off all the dirt. All the dirt is washed off. Slowly, the rough edges are smoothened. You touch a stone, it's so hard, isn't it? Now, that which is slowly moving down the stream, as the mud and the dirt is washed away, starts rolling and rolling and going down into the valley slowly, downstream it moves. It gets softened, smoothened, smoothened, smoothened. You can take it out and touch it now. It's so soft and smooth, isn't it? Smooth surface. The stream made all the difference. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There is a stream flowing still. Hallelujah. From Golgotha for the entire humanity. In that stream. Praise God. Every filth, every dirt, everything is washed away. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit is moving this morning. He wants to bless everybody this morning. Our Lord is going to come back again. He's preparing his bride in this generation. Praise God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God, the Bible says. Praise God. He who went down into the land of Babylon to weigh the heart of Belshazzar with a balance in his hand is moving amidst us today. He is telling you and I, he will tell you, place your heart in this balance. I will tell you where you are lacking. It may be a divided heart. It may be a deceived heart. It may be a stony heart. He will tell you, I'll give you a heart of flesh. A new heart. A transformed heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. This morning the Holy Spirit is moving. God is touching the lives of people. A stream is flowing from Golgotha for the entire humanity. Praise God. In the play Macbeth, Lady Macbeth says, can all the perfumes of Arabia sweeten this little hand of mine? Because she and her husband murdered King Duncan. The blood guiltiness is haunting her. She became an insane person. She asks, can all the perfumes of Arabia sweeten this little hand? Nothing in this world can sweeten her little hand. Nothing can take away the blood guiltiness. But 1 John 1:7 says, the blood of his son Jesus, the blood of his son Jesus cleanses you from all your sins. Shall we stand up in the presence of God? Hallelujah. A stream is flowing this morning from Golgotha. I want you to be very prayerful this morning. Everyone close your eyes.